And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio, which almost inevitably means live music. We'll have some today from the group Black Marigold, and they consist of Laura Meditsky, oboe, Bethany Schultz clarinet, Kia Karkin horn, and Carl Wilder bassoon, plus Elizabeth Marshall, who is the flutist. And welcome, one and all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is the first.
Yes.
This is the very first time we've had a group, an ensemble, in our Buck studio with matching T-shirts, especially ones that say Black Marigold. very handsome they are, too. And so you've been in existence as a group for a while now, I gather. You seem to be very well organized, at least with a website and performances and that kind of thing. So let's put Laura up first to answer that one.
Yeah, we formed in 2012, and I think we're all very organized people on our own.
Uh-huh,
a lot of
good.
Us have self-employed elements of our lives, so that all complements very well. We aim to play music of living composers, and at every concert we try to do that, and as well as perform standards in the quintet repertoire. Just at our last rehearsal 2 days ago, we had a living composer come with a new piece, and we sat and read it for her. And
how did that go?
It went well.
Good.
It was fun, yes.
It's a little risky always, so, isn't it, though?
It is. She was a friend, so it was kind of low risk in that way, but it went well.
That helps.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, and you have, you've just commissioned. Is this your first commission, Kia?
Yes, we've performed a couple of pieces by composer Brian Duford, and we've grown to really like his music. We'll be playing one of those pieces today on the program. And we've become sort of mutual fans of one another, and so he proposed an idea a while back to write a piece for us, and we're working on making that happen right now. He saw a photograph of our group toasting after a concert with matching Black Marigold beer steins, and he said, I love beer too. Why don't I write a piece for you about craft brew?
Wow, Black Marigold beer steins? How do you do that?
Well, you have organized people in your group who are self-employed and know how to make swag. And oh, look, we have one for you, Norm.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll be sure to use that with pride.
You know, these are staples of the rock band circuit, having merch like this, and we just decided to try it with chamber music as well.
Well, that's true. Why not? Why not indeed? Okay. So you're going to start with work by this composer, Brian Duford, contemporary composer. And we're actually going to set up each of the movements because I think they, merit some background, some insight from the performers. And so Liz Marshall is going to tell us about, let's see, the first couple of movements she'll be playing.
Sure. First two movements from the vignette Balletique. The first one is a march in the style of a tarantella. That's the title of the movement.
That sounds hard. it's kind of two different things, isn't it?
It's true. Marching while you have a deadly spider bite would be a difficult task. So the tarantella is a folk dance from the southern Italian Provence of Toronto, and that is the dancing mania that was brought on by the bite of the wolf spider. So that's the inspiration for the first movement. The second movement that we're going to play is called the Waltz of the Capricious Children, and the definition of capricious is given to sudden and unaccountable changes of mood or behavior. I think we can identify with that.
Okay.
And a waltz, obviously, the dance for that particular movement, inspired by the most famous, probably, waltz king, Johann Strauss, I would think. There's some influence of that in that movement.
Okay, and this whole set of four, which we'll be hearing eventually, is called Vignettes Balletiques. And it's by Brian Duford, and we'll hear the first couple of movements, Black Marigold performing. Thank you. Was the Waltz of Capricious Children, and before that was the March in the style of a tarantella, the first two of the vignette balletique by contemporary composer Brian DeFord. And you heard it during the midday today, played live in our Buck studio by Black Marigold, a wind quintet. And we're going to hear the other two movements of this set of vignette balletique, and we'll be hearing about them from Liz Marshall. No. How did I get that wrong? No, Kia. That's what I meant to say.
I'm Bethany.
That's what I really meant to say. Yeah.
That's all
looking right. Looking right at it.
We're interchangeable, you know? It's fine.
That would... Yeah, that's right. It's the shirts. You know, I was just looking at the shirt. They all say black marigold.
Yes, so the third movement and the next one we're going to perform of this piece by Brian DeFord is titled A Light Pavane for Two Dreaming Lovers. And this movement starts very slow. It's incredibly expressive and is really marked with a lot of sudden and gradual tempo changes as well as big dynamic swells. One of the things that I personally really like about Brian DeFord's music is that it really doesn't work if you're not a team. And this movement really illustrates that. We really have to agree on moving the tempo and slowing down together and doing those swells.
And some nice harmonies in there, too.
Definitely, yes, yes. It's a really beautiful movement. And the fourth movement, the final movement of this piece, is our favorite title. All these pieces, movements have very descriptive titles, and this one is definitely our favorite title. It's entitled The Nightclub Mambo Dancers Burst Onto the Scene, which...
It evokes all kinds of images.
It does. It really does. And then the beginning of this movement really has that feel. There's outburst moments from some of us, and it's really just a very fun movement to perform.
Okay, thank you, mm-hmm. Bethany Schultz.
Thank you.
The nightclub, a mambo, dancers bursting onto the scene, and did they ever. And before that, it was A Light Pavane for Two Dreaming Lovers, those the third and fourth pieces from the four movement, Vignette Balatique by Brian DeFord, played by my guest in the Buck studio today, Black Marigold. We'll be a few minutes after 12:30 for our quiz question today. We have one more movement to hear from Black Marigold, and the one person we haven't heard from yet is bassoonist Carl Wilder.
Yes.
And you can bump that up a little bit, or bump yourself down to get into the mic, whichever seems simpler. And now we're going to go back into the, the late 19th century, a composer who writes great stuff, but yet he's not exactly a household word.
Right, yeah. So this is The Quintet by August Gluckart. He was alive from 1847 to 1902. He's a German composer. He's a contemporary of Franz Liszt and Wagner, and was very much a part of, like, the new German school, doing tone poems and stuff. But then later in life, kind of gravitated towards writing symphonies and more traditional stuff. So this is a quintet that was written in 1901, so just a year before he died. And it's more in the style of Schubert or Brahms, kind of a classical four-movement work. And, yeah, it's standard repertoire, fun to play.
So we'll hear the first movement?
First movement, yep.
From this wind quintet by August Gluckart.
Thank you.
First movement of the Wind Quintet by August Klughardt, as played by my guest today in our Buck Studio, the Wind Quintet, known as Black Marigold, and they consist of Elizabeth Marshall flute, Laura Medisky oboe, Bethany Schultz clarinet, Kia Carlin horn, and Carl Wilders the bassoonist. And you can hear these performances again if you go to our website sometime in the next maybe 24 hours. Go to WPR.org/midday, and you can hear everything we said and everything they played in the past half hour. And thanks for joining us for the Midday Today, Black Marigold.
Thank you.
They all have day jobs, too, I might add. We're very well connected in the musical business hereabouts.